U.S. Case Study, Regulators, Whose Side Are They On? By Valerie Milano. In an ideal universe, government telecommunications regulators would make decisions based on what would best serve the public they are mandated to protect from unfair business practices, while promoting competition and social inclusiveness. However, in the real world, it often appears to be a case of the big businesses fox guarding consumers' hen house. It could be argued that since the repeal of the Financial Interest and Syndication (FinCEN) rules in 1996, which required 25% of primetime programming to be produced by independent studios, consumers have seen innovating programming choices decrease as independent producers and their independent voices have struggled to survive. Jim Krause, Carsey Warner's president of domestic television, pointed out, open quote, "Even though the networks claim that they would keep themselves open to independent production, they really have gone the way of producing their own shows and thereby securing any downstream syndication and cable selling opportunities," close quote. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, regulators have also had a chilling effect on content via the fines levied against material subjectively deemed obscene. Ironically, consumers on both sides of the issue seem unhappy with the FCC's fines. The Parents Television Council, PTC, whose stated mandate is to protect children from, open quote, "sexual, violent, and profane content on TV," instituted a campaign against the commission, open quote, "for failure to enforce regulations," close quote. According to PTC board member Tim Winter, open quote, "we support stations getting fined and having their licenses revoked for the repeated offensive," he said. Stephen Rode, First Amendment attorney and former president of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, said, open quote, "fining or taking away a license is censorship. You have in place now a mechanism that is preemptive. Often, censorship is invoked in the name of protecting children. To have adults judged by the standards of children is problematic," close quote, he said. Darren Livlick, VP, Standards and Practices for Fox Cable Networks, concurred, open quote, "I have spent much of my professional life protecting the American public from content that wouldn't raise an eyebrow anywhere else in the industrialized world. A word or phrase taken out of context can be incorrectly labeled obscene. Sometimes I truly wonder who we are protecting and from what," close quote. NBC Entertainment President Kevin Riley wondered, open quote, "how can we, as a network, get some of that explosive quality that we've had historically with ER and Miami Vice and Hill Street Blues? How can we regain that turf again? It's a tricky environment with the political mood of the country and the FCC," close quote, he said. FCC Commissioner Michael Copps has spoken forcefully about the potential long-term ramifications of deregulation. Open quote, "this is the people's property we are dealing with. We're not talking about public airwaves and how they should be utilized to advance the interests of our citizens. I'd like to see a real, honest-to-goodness license renewal process," close quote, predicted on the public interest. Instead of just making a renewal a rubber stamp process, Kauf said that the FCC should institute, open quote, "a comprehensive look on how a station has discharged its public responsibilities over the term of its license. Properly designed, this process would avoid micromanagement, but still achieve the desired public interest results," close quote. FCC Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein concurred, open quote, "since the FCC's charge is to serving the public, the FCC has a legal and moral obligation to inform the public, especially on so important an issue as its regulation and its ramifications," close quote. Democratic California Congressman Xavier Becerra, who currently serves as chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus's Technology Communications and the Arts Task Force, worried about how relegators affect images seen on television. Open quote, "diversity within the media includes ethnic, racial, and gender concerns. It's not about getting big, it's about a few white guys getting bigger. I hope the entire FCC recognizes this. It was Congress that created the FCC to manage the public airways and protect the public interest. Perhaps Congress will have to take reviews of the FCC," close quote, he said. "And it may be the case that what consumers want, or think they want, is not beneficial in the long run. For instance, the current push toward regulators forcing MSOs to offer family tires may have unanticipated consequences." Open quote, "family tiers are a horrible thing for the cable industry," close quote, stressed cabler Black Entertainment Television, BET CEO Deborah Leap. Open quote, "BET would not exist today if there were a la carte or family tiers. And, you know, my personal feeling is, back in the day when there was a CBS, NBC, and ABC, those were the only three TV networks, and they had to appeal to a mass audience, and that's why you didn't have diverse programming. The one thing that cable programming and cable industry have done is allow diverse programming to prosper so that diverse programming networks could exist. And the worst thing that could happen if to all the achievements of the cable industry would be for a la carte or family tiers to really take hold, close quote. Sometimes, the impact of regulators' decisions doesn't become apparent until the consumer's bottom lines. Opponents of the preceding AT&T Bell South merger said that it will ultimately prove to be a win for the telecoms, but a loss for the public. When the merger goes through, the newly joined conglomerate would control the majority of access to American telephone infrastructure. That would give it the muscle to raise the cost for competing broadband companies to lease lines. Because regulators have steadily loosened the rules on how telecoms determine pricing, there is a concern that AT&T may force smaller competitors out of business, which, in turn, means fewer choices for consumers and inevitably higher rates. In October 2006, consumer advocacy groups appealed to the FCC to adopt media ownership rules that encourage diversity and competition. Open quote. Our data blows holes in past FCC arguments for loosening media ownership limits, close quote. Gene Kimmerlin, policy VP for Consumers Union, said in a press release, open quote. The facts are straightforward. A vast majority of Americans still rely on locally owned television stations and newspapers as their most important source of local news and information. Cable and internet are no substitutes, close quote. Open quote. There is simply no evidence that supports the permitting further media consolidation. No justification in law, economics, or social policy, close quote, added Mark Cooper, Director of Research for the Consumer Federation of America. Open quote. The cornerstone of the FCC's argument is to relax ownership limits is that consolidation is in the public interest. The evidence to the contrary is very clear. Stations that consolidate don't produce more news, they produce less, and diversity of news and opinion from the most influential media declines. Their record is clear. More consolidation hurts our democracy without any discernible benefits, close quote.